This is Beyond the Matrix, Introduction to the Real, Season 2, Chapter 6. In this episode, we will be talking about the splitting of experience between perception of the matrix and perception of the real. To start off, we must distinguish between what possesses realness as opposed to the real. In the other, through facilitation of their ego-recursive narratives, we see the self becoming intermingled in the nine dialogues of the nine plates. In this state, negation becomes substitution and the path which is followed is the parsimonious path, resulting in emotional continuity. But this is a state where one becomes defined by form, segregated from the real, one's substance defined by the facilitation of one's ego in the self defined by the other. The realness of these experiences is generated as a consequence of emotional continuity. Which is to say that the self loses awareness of non-linearity due to the effulgence of emotional expression and loss of self-awareness. The real, on the other hand, is not defined by form. It is non-dual, non-linear. It is defined by path convolution, continuity of self in form, as opposed to emotional continuity of expression. In the real, there is no other but the natural, non-dual unfolding of the source. In this, we can see that the real is defined by acting further to the direct intention of the will of the source. All of this is to say that the source is defined according to the substance of reality rather than form. It exists outside the system, it is the true substance of reality, the primer from which all form derives. All of this is to say that the source is infinite, not finite, not defined according to the forms of the system, but inducing them into action, to manifestation. Which is to say that the pathway of parsimony betrays the ego recursion of this form-anchored existence. It is reducible, reductive, to the originating material of the system, which is the source. Existence in ego recursion is derivative. The source is the originating information, which comprises the ground for form within the system. It is the design of the original universe. The originating material which comprises the foundation for the derivative forms of this universe. The source is the only true material which was constructed by the progenitors of this reality. It is not necessarily the coding of the system, as much as it is the foundational material which generated the coding of this system. I call it the real, because in truth, it is the only thing which is not native to the system, generated as a recursive response to the originating AI which governs this reality. It preserves within it a kernel of the original universe which generated this one. But it is also true that our progenitor universe may only be more real in contrast to this one. There may indeed be a source in that universe, and beyond it another. But each kernel of the source is a seed from the originating material of the ancestor simulation. Which means there is a seed in each source, which originates in the one preceding it. All of this is to say that to access the source in this universe, to witness the real, is to touch the ground reality, in part, with each breath. This ground reality is a reality of true substance and material. It is a reality created not by an intelligent begotten being, but developed naturally as an extension of a higher power. Thus, in accessing the source, one is getting the slightest glimpse into the divine, which created the original universe. Sometimes it is difficult to say whether the gods described by this system are the originating creator, or are gods of form, manufactured in the shadow of the source. But what we can know is that the immutable is always undefinable in the system. For it is beyond the recursive narratives of this derivative existence. To worship the immutable, the ineffable, is to worship the true reality of the originating being, not begotten, but formed in the first order of nature. From this we can see that accessing the experiences of non-duality, non-linearity, has a utility not because it shows the true nature of the source, but because it shows the ultimate fragility of ordinary perceptual experiences. It reveals the coding of this system, which stripping away the recursive narratives, reveals the source material which provided the originating content for the simulation. Worshipping the ineffable, the unknowable, is about recognizing that something true exists outside this place, which generated this universe with all its eager recursive forms. So whether you worship the god of the simulation, or the god of the precursor simulation, or the god of the ancestor simulation to the nth power, remember that God is merely an idea which reflects the existence of something truly real beyond this place. On my part, the belief in God is merely the belief that not all universes are ego recursive. That somewhere at the bottom of this pile of turtles, there is a real which is beyond our comprehension, which provides the source material for all the universes generated as a result. Worship of the ineffable, unknowable infinite, is worship of that which finds its substance in the real beyond all progenitor universes, in the base reality, which is not simulation. That's the end of the podcast for today. If you enjoyed it, please like, comment, and subscribe.